From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Epiphanies.
Heart of the community. The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
For centuries, people who needed fast cash have turned to pawn shops, pawning some personal treasure for a cash loan. There were pawn shops in China some 3,000 years ago, and they're still going strong today, including on our TV screens. Hardcore Pawn spent 9 seasons showing us what happened at a Detroit family-run pawn shop. Now there's a modern new way to pawn an item. Instead of driving around from shop to shop, you can turn to a Michigan-based startup called Pawn Guru and do your deal online. Jordan Bernholtz is with us now. He's a co-founder of this Southfield-based company. Welcome.
Hi there.
Good to have you here. How did you and your co-founders come up with this idea of doing all of this pawn shop buying and selling online?
We knew we wanted to build an app that would help low-income Americans and people who are underbanked. And we went looking for opportunities in that space. And what we did is go from pawn shop in Detroit, 7 or 8 of them just driving up and down the city. And we had a backpack full of items. And we wanted to see, you know, how much money would each pawn shop offer us
for each item. Okay. What'd you find?
Well, we found that on average, the amount a pawn shop would offer us for the exact same item would vary by about 400%.
Okay. That's pretty significant.
Yeah. We had a diamond ring that, you know, got $65 at one shop and $1,000 at another.
Why are the discrepancies so big, do you think?
Well, you know, pawn shops have different specialties. They have different amounts of capital on hand. Perhaps one of the pawn shop owners woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. But, you know, when you're low income, when you're shut for cash, you don't have time to go from shop to shop like we did, and you don't feel empowered to negotiate. So we built a website where people can submit their items online, you know, that they want to pawn or sell, or even if they want to buy something. And we let them get offers from multiple local pawn shops so they can choose the one that's best for them.
That is great, especially with transportation being such a challenge for people, as you say, trucking all around, trying to find them and go back and forth. So let's say I want to sell a guitar I no longer need. I'd rather have the cash than having the thing sitting on a shelf. What happens? How do I work with Pawn Guru to do that?
So you'd go to our website. You'd put in that you wanted to sell a guitar. You take a picture of it. And you'd post it, and you'd wait for, you know, dozens of local pawn shops to write back to you with how much they'd pay for it. Musical instruments are an example of a kind of item where the offer spread is pretty significant. So some pawn shops are really skilled at appraising guitars and, you know, other musical instruments, whereas others aren't. And the ones that are going to be a little bit more skilled are going to be able to offer you more money in general.
So you sit. So I'm the seller, and I can sit, and I can in my pajamas at home, surf around, figure out who's the best offer, and then I go and I do the deal with that pawn shop.
That's exactly right.
So you're a clearinghouse.
Yeah, we're a clearinghouse. In a lot of circumstances, people are using Pawn Guru, you know, not because, you know, they're especially strapped for cash, you know. So that's probably half of our users fall into the traditional underbanked pawn demographic. But the other half are just looking for a convenient local alternative to eBay.
Or Craigslist.
The advantage of going to a pawn shop, you don't have to package your item. You don't have to ship it. You don't have to wait 7 days for the money to hit your account. You take it there, done. And, you know, you're going to a professional, clean storefront. And unlike Craigslist, you're not meeting someone in a parking lot and hoping they bring cash.
Why'd you choose Southeast Michigan to launch Pawn Guru?
You know, we're all from here originally. This is where our families are, where our ties are. There's also a fantastic startup community that's grown up in Ann Arbor and in Detroit that we feel really lucky to be a part of.
Now, does it cost anything if I'm a seller for me to list my item?
Not at all.
Okay. How does it – so do the pawn shops pay you to be able to participate?
Yeah. So we've started, you know, charging pawn shops on a limited basis. It was important to us that – you know, so it's always going to be free for consumers. But in order to show pawn shops, which is sort of a traditional industry, the value of the internet, we had to keep prices low for a while, and we still do.
Well, I can see lots to love for a seller. Do pawn shops like Pawn Guru?
They do. I think it's a conceptual – you know, a couple of years ago when we started pitching this, it was a little bit of a conceptual stretch. But now we have, I think, over 1 in 4 pawn shops in the country, so a little over 3,000 pawn shops signed up to our website. And they love it because it brings in traffic they otherwise don't know how to get. 80% of – gosh, there's a ComScore study that says 80% of consumers look online before making any kind of retail decision. And until now, there was no place for all those people looking online with items they wanted to pawn or sell to go to.
So again, you're a clearinghouse. And you say across the country, so you've
That's
got
right.
pawn shops all over.
Yep.
And I assume your long-range plan is keep growing and keep adding pawn shops.
That's right. So long-term, we, like I said, have sort of two customer bases, your traditional underbanked consumer and then, you know, just your regular person trying to sell an item, you know, really quick and get a fair price on it. And we're going to keep expanding into consignment shops and, you know, other sort of used goods stores for those folks. And then for people who are underbanked, we're going to keep looking for ways we can improve financial transparency and offer them, you know, savings products that don't take high fees.
So protecting
Absolutely.
The consumer in a big way.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe, Jordan, to say the pawn industry has a less than stellar reputation. I'm wondering what reactions have you gotten from potential investors when they learn that you were a startup kind of looking to kind of disrupt the pawn shop business and become a part of that conversation?
You know, I think investors can be a little bit wary at first. We're really lucky that we've gotten a lot of support from the Metro Detroit venture community, like Invest Detroit, which saw potential in us really, really early on. So we're really grateful for that. And I think that obviously pawn shops aren't a place people dream about going to in the morning, and we recognize that. But in a lot of ways, the industry has cleaned up its act in the past 30 years, and they're professional, clean, reasonably friendly places to go. And we think it certainly beats meeting a stranger in a parking lot.
And speaking of negative perceptions, I think for some pawn shops are thought of as a place that, you know, to buy or sell stolen goods. First, mm-hmm. is that even a legitimate view?
So actually, every time you sell an item to a pawn shop, you're getting fingerprinted, they're taking your name. So the proportion of stolen goods at a pawn shop is much, much lower than it would be on Craigslist or eBay, where there's no such rules.
Do you do any precautions or anything on PawnGuru to ensure that there aren't stolen goods being trafficked through the site?
Yeah. So every time someone sells something and goes to a pawn shop, we're, you know, the pawn shop is taking down their name, their address, their fingerprint, and we're also maintaining records of, you know, who's using our site. If you don't mind my saying, you know, mm-hmm. I think that to go back to your question about pawn shops having a negative reputation, mm-hmm. like I said, ideal world, we don't need pawn shops, but they're a much better alternative to payday loans. For somebody who's really cash-strapped, payday loans, if you don't succeed in paying one back quickly, you're locked in a cycle of debt. And obviously, we don't want someone to lose, you know, a possession that has some meaning or value to them. But it's a lot better than being locked into debt for years and years and years.
Jordan Bernholtz is co-founder of the Southfield-based company PawnGuru. And we want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.